Last week, we were talking, I was sort of giving a basic foundation of discernment and that quality that describes our ability to hear from and communicate with the Spirit of God, because it's a different language than speech, what we're used to. It's, in fact, it goes beyond language. If you can speak with the Spirit, you can, and with others who hear from the Spirit, you can go beyond language. You don't need a translator. You can go anywhere. And that quality is recognizable, and it communicates with you. And it's so precious, because God didn't just create this form. He created what's inside in his image. That's most important. That's the most precious part of us. I don't know if you've ever seen someone who's passed away, but the body that's left behind, it's not the same without the Spirit. When the Spirit's gone, it's not only lifeless, it's just not at all the person who was there. You can really see then, especially, that it was the Spirit within that defined the person. That, especially if you knew them well, you can really, really get a grasp of that. And I wanted to take a moment. I want you to, if you like, close your eyes. And if the Lord came to you right now and said, you can have whatever you want, anything. If you want to win the lottery, you've got it. If you want a different job, it's yours. If you want to live, you know, to 100, you got it. Whatever you want, no one's going to know. It's just between you and the Lord. And you can ask for it. What would you ask for? Just take a second. Think about it. Anybody got a... Anybody want to share their... You don't have to. Yes. Amen. That's a great one. Yeah. Wow. That is a really good one. Tricky, but good. Anybody else? Yeah. Very good. Very good. Yes. Jesus. Excellent. Yeah. Amen. And so I know the Lord hears those and is probably answering them, but I want you to think for a second about one of the first people who was asked that question in the Bible. Does anybody know who that is?
Solomon.
Absolutely. God says, Solomon, what do you want? Anything. And Solomon's answer, which is usually defined as his request was wisdom, but actually the word used is bene, and it means discernment. It means that combination between divine wisdom and divine understanding of what's really happening. That's what he asked God for. And God was so impressed. I mean, this was like a young man that is asking for this. He says, oh, now, you know, I'm so impressed with that request. I'm going to give you everything. Not only that, but everything else that life can give, I'm going to give to you. And think about what an amazing gift that is to have, to be able to always have that. And I believe that's the precedent for all of us. I believe that we can all ask for that. We can all ask for divine discernment. And I believe it is a gift that God is happy, pleased to give us and to help us to learn about. It's probably one of the most important things we'll ever do in our life is to grow in that ability. Because then, when all these other things happen, when our kids are sort of wandering around in the world and we wonder if they're really going to be believers or not, or our grandkids, we have a divine understanding of what's happening to them, how to reach out to them, or when to leave them alone and let them fall. Sometimes the falling lessons are the most important ones. It's that understanding. And I know that we can ask for that, and that the Lord desires to grant that. So I just wanted to share that little piece today. Robert's going to share something, and then...
we'll continue from there. You know, we're talking about discernment and understanding the word of the Lord. And as I was praying about this, I was wondering, the Lord led me to a couple of examples of people hearing from God. And one of them was in Genesis 12, where Abraham is living in his country with his family and stuff, everybody he's always lived with. And God says, and the Lord spoke to him and said to him, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. And I was thinking about that, and I said, you know, I bet you Abraham was ready to go. You find out later, one of his relatives, one of his grandsons, goes to live with him, that they were deceivers. It wasn't a happy place. So he was in a situation where he was ready to go, and God spoke to him. He was like in a place that he wasn't really happy with, and God spoke to him. And as I, in my knowledge of the Bible, I find that happens a lot, that we get between a rock and a hard place, and we cry out to the Lord, and we hear him. When things, I know in my personal life, when everything's going really good, I really haven't got time for the Lord, because I'm doing other things. I got things to do, and things filling up my life. And before I met Jesus Christ, all of those things that gave me pleasure, all those things that I enjoyed, after a while I got choked with them. I got where I couldn't take anymore. They just didn't do the job anymore. I was like a really ripe apple ready to fall off the tree. So when I heard about the Lord, I was ready to go. And that was one example. And another example is in Matthew 28. And Jesus is leaving, and he's talking to the disciples. We'll probably have it up there. Yeah, then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Commanded them. He gave them a new commandment. He says, love others as I have loved you. We were praying yesterday morning, and we were talking about money being the currency of the world. That's what, whoever has the most money and has the most power, that's what makes it go. But the currency of the kingdom is love. It's love others as I have loved you. And when Jesus spoke that word over those men, he planted seeds in them. Just like the first seed The first apple seed, he said, this is an apple seed. It was an apple seed. After that, it's always been an apple seed. Apple seed, apple seed, apple seed. Can't make it anything else because he spoke it into it in creation. And when he spoke into these men's lives to go forth, he spoke telling them what to do. And their message has continued for 2,000 years to the men and women in this room. So with that, I want to introduce a good brother of mine that we were in church together. We were in ministry together. He was my accountant, tax man. I used to go to his office over in Sansom. He was a well-dressed, successful San Francisco businessman. Had his own business over there. And then he's going to tell you how he heard the word of God, the word of the Lord, and how it changed his life. My brother Joe Fung.
Thank you. Actually, I'm not from China in a sense. I just learned a new word yesterday. I'm an ARC, right? American Race Chinese. I heard ABC, FOB, and Yappy, but never ARC. So my background is that I was born in Hong Kong, and I came to America when I was about 6 years old. So I practically went to grammar school here and high school here and college in the San Francisco area. So I want to talk about my journey. It really started with a small beginning. It was way back, I think Jackie Pullinger came over to speak at our church, and I was so touched by her ministry and the way she ministered to everybody. Everybody was crying that day. So what happened was that I went up to her and I said, if I happen to be in Hong Kong one of these days, can I visit you? And she said, yes, right? So she gave me her phone number and her business card, whatever it was. And then I think 6 months later during the summer, my friend and I decided to go to Hong Kong to have a vacation. And what happened was that, why don't we mix our vacation with going to a little bit church there and there? I mean, that kind of thing, right? So I emailed her, and she said that, well, since you're in Hong Kong, why don't you do the short-term mission here? I'll show you around for 7 days. I was in total shock, you know. I said, wow, what a blessing. So we went to Hong Kong, and we did a short-term mission with her. I think at that time she had a UN refugee camp at that time. And we went to visit all the drug addicts, place of praying for them for deliverance. And then after that, we went to, I think we visited Dennis Balcom Church. It was an underground church to China at that time. And then we went to China to visit one of my friend's old town, right, where his grandfather used to live. So we went back to the village and we did a prayer walk. I remembered around his town, there was a little small church, real small thing, something like a cross right on the stone, right? So I figured in my mind at that time when I was praying that bring back the Ezekiel bones at this place. But I figured that was some type of a church back then, right? Back maybe in the 1940s or 1950s. When I said that prayer, my spirit just touched me. And then like it telling me that you're going to be back here one of these days, you know. I kind of look at it, I kind of discern the spirit that really touched me really deep. So I went back to the United States and I told my friend that, you know, I have a strong feeling that I'm going to be back in China, but I just don't know when. It's just been touched by it, right? So then I did a couple of short-term missions along the way. I went to Cambodia, Vietnam and Thailand. I think it was like a 7-year process from Jackie Pullinger to the time that my mom was facing cancer at that time, treatment, and then she died 2 years later. So during the process, me and my mom got very, very close. I was taking care of her every day, just about. And then later on, then the Lord told me, it's time to sell your practice, OK? okay. And then, so I was trying to put my practice up for sale, looking for buyers at that time. And then 3 or 4 months later, he told me, it's time for you to go to China. This is your time right now. So what happened was that when God spoke to me, I mentioned that to my friends, Robert and everybody, pray over what I have just received. And then one of my friends, then I had a dream of a picture of a mountain and of a cloud, okay? So one time, the next couple of days, I went to the internet and I searched it, and the same picture came up. So I clicked it, and it was called Yunnan, Clouds of the South, because it's famous for its clouds there. And I was in total shock, you know. So I I didn't tell anybody at that time. And then one of my friends called me and said that, do you want to meet a missionary from China? She's here on a sabbatical. So I met her, and then she happened to be from Kunming City. So I never saw such confirmation when he said that. My spirit just got really, really touched by what she said. And I mentioned that to my friend, you know. I know this is not a coincidence of the dream, and the person that I met came from this province. I don't even know where Kunming City is. You know, Yunnan. Never heard of it. So later on, my mom died on the day that I sold my practice, the day before. The buyer came in and bought the practice, then my mom passed away the next day. So I think I was about ready to go because I was searching for what type of organization to go to and what support and making phone calls and everything like that. Then the Lord spoke to me. He gave me a passage on Isaiah 4:42 and said that you will go alone and pack light. Just bring one luggage with you and go to school and establish yourself there. Now the story changed. Going alone is not something that I expected, okay? I mean, there was probably fear, not knowing how to speak the Mandarin language. But he gave me Isaiah 42 said, I will lead the blind by ways they have not known. Along unfamiliar paths I will guide them. I will turn the darkness into light before them and make the rough places smooth. These are the things that I will do, and I will not forsake them. So I meditate on this passage for a long time, and I still have problem with it. My spirit is confirmed, but my flesh is not welling. Okay, so and then later on, what happened was that an unusual incident happened. I got a phone call from a friend, and he said the YYRAM of San Francisco is looking for a volunteer accountant and part-time pay. At that time, I sold my practice already, right? So what happened was I sent him my resume, and he called me to come in for an interview, right? And then what happened, it was raining that day. I stopped my car. Then my car moved, and it hit the car in front of me. I mean, I did not step on the accelerator. I swear to God, I did not. I thought I was imagining it, right? But it hit her car. She came out. And then we took down the driver's license, blah, blah, blah. So then I went to the interview later, right? And I sat down with the YRAM, the director. He was the missionary from India for 30 years, right? And he said that I saw your resume, and I saw some of the things that you did, right, as a short-term missionary. I did not call you to come here to take the job about the accountant, all right? Because I already hired the person a couple of days ago when you sent me the resume that day. I want you to lead a short-term mission to Vietnam with the students in there at that time. And he said that he was offering me something that he never done before, that he will fund me 30%. I'll have to raise to 70%. Usually, why rent people, they raise 100%, right? But when he said that, my spirit grieved. It really grieved, right? Because I was not supposed to be there. But it sounds very good to me. And then he told me to come by and get to know the students there and to see if you like what we are doing here in San Francisco. I went there, but my spirit grieved. It's not because the YWAM is not a good or organization, but I was not supposed to be there. Okay? At that time, I made that decision to go right afterwards. So what I'm trying to say is that when you discern the spirit can speak to you in such a way that when you're trying to do something out of your flesh, it'll tell you not to do it. Okay? So, it was not a smooth journey for me. I got to admit, because when I went there, I did not know anybody there. Basically, God told me to live in a dormitory and learn Mandarin for 3 months and go to school for 1 year there. But I did have a contact from the Chinese church in Los Angeles. They give me an email after I finished my dormitory at that time. So, and then I think 3-4 months later, they contacted me. They wanted me to do some ministry there. So I did some ministry there, like doing an English corner, children ministry, just learning the various things that I was there. But the most important thing was the discernment and listening to God. Because when I was there, when I moved out of the dormitory, I was looking for a place to stay, right? And I remember God gave me this picture of this one place to take, okay? But the problem was very complicated. I had to sublease this place for about 4 weeks and talk to the landlord to renew the lease. But he was on a business trip. He never returned my phone call. So I had 3 days either to take over the lease and take a chance and talk to the landlord, which I did not do. So I waited for another place. I moved to a hotel and waited for another place, and I chose the place right above it. Then when I moved in there, the place was infected with bugs. So I think that I'm trying to say is that sometimes when I'm trying to discern things, it's out of fear or out of faith that I just did not do it right. But I'm just trying to share that when we go through a journey, that we will all be facing things to make. When we discern something, we have to make a decision. So it's only through trials and errors and practice. And I'm going back to China next month. So this is be starting my 4th year living there. So I think that everybody have a personal destiny here. Always start with something within your heart, and you just kind of discern where God is telling you where to go. And I just encourage you, if God has something for you for a destiny in here, there's something God wants you to go toward to, I would say go for it, you know. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Joe could say a lot more about it. One thing about it, he went by himself. Couldn't speak the language, no support. Now he has to pray because there's 3 or 4 organizations that want him to represent, to join with him. Because he's been called, he's ministering to students in a university town. He has a vision that students are called from all over the country to come to the universities. And what the Lord has put on his heart is to lead them to the Lord. Then when they return to their villages, they become the missionaries to go to go there. And as Job was talking, what I realized, this is a metaphor for our lives because the kingdom of God is within us. We don't have to go someplace. It's within us. What we have to do is connect our brain to it. We have to step just... It's becoming a Christian is like going to a country. You don't know anybody. You don't know what the language is. It's the same thing going to China. It's the same in our relationship with Jesus Christ. And the currency of Jesus Christ and the currency is love. God, the discernment comes. What should I do here? God says, I love you. I love you. Well, I love you. I love you. I love you. And if you make a mistake, okay, you make a mistake. It's called grace. You just continue forward. You continue forward. And wisdom grows out of these things. Wisdom grows out of the freedom to take chances. The freedom to step through your fear into the unknown. And as our brain adjusts to that, there's a harmony that comes within our physical body and our spiritual body. So, the kingdom of God is within us. The currency and the language is love. And I know that Pastor Joseph wants to bring us to the time of communion. So I just want, Joe will be able to answer some questions. And Marcia?
I just wanted to add something. I did not know this until we were talking with Joe yesterday. I thought they had churches in China, and they do. But people who live there cannot go to church. The churches are only for foreigners to go to. So exactly. So the only way that Chinese people are touched or hear about the Lord is from someone like Job. It's from someone who's willing to live there and tell them about Jesus. It has to be a personal contact.
Yeah, it's the word of the Lord. Jesus spoke to go to the world and tell and a personal testimony of what Jesus Christ has done in your life. Pastor Joseph? Now here's a man with a testimony.
Well, thank you. We have a very sophisticated operation today. We have so many speakers. 1, 2, 3, 4. And the number 4. It's not speaking. I think we will have the Holy Communion. I'd like to all of us arise. We read some scripture. Going to take the bread and cup. And listen to the voice of the Lord. God speak to you today already. Amen? Amen? We need to hear his highlight and his confirmation. Let's read this together. For I receive from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eat the bread or drink the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinking without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself. Please be seated. I appreciate our brother and sister sharing just now. We try to learn how to listen to the voice of God, to discern God's will. As we come to the table today, the Lord wants us to do this in remembrance of his death for you and for me. Because his death, our destiny has been changed. As I listen to Joe sharing just now, you know, Robert comments on that. You don't have to go to Yunnan to share God's love. I feel the There's a Friday night we learn about arts of spiritual conversation. He emphasized observing, seeing the people surround us. I feel so crucial to our church right now. Amen? We're not just busy in our life every day. God wants us to open our eyes to see the person next to you, the person surround your life, what they are doing, what their needs. I just want to encourage all of you today as we take this bread and cup, we pray to the Lord. How about that? We pray, the Lord, open my eyes so I can share with gospel with the people surrounding my life. Besides just cry out to you, ask for your help in the hardship or difficulty. Switch our focus. How about that? Are all the kids are here right now? Or we can... So I invite you, whoever has received Jesus as the Savior and the Lord and have been baptized unto the body of Christ, you can come forward, take the bread and cup. I want you to come forward, take it, and stand wherever you are, you come from, and meditate and give thanks to the Lord about the bread and cup. Also pray the Lord change your focus. Open our eyes and listen to Him. Okay, please come forward from the last row, please. As you take the bread and cup back to your seat, and I invite you to start to pray to the Lord. Ask for His presence here. Ask Him to speak to you. Ask Him to grant you that grace you can hear from Him. Give thanks for the bread and cup. Ask for forgiveness, the sin we offend God and people, so we can participate in this in a worthy manner. Honor Him. Lord Jesus, we thank You for this bread and this cup. You want us to do this in remembrance of Your death until You return. We do it today again, Lord. Lord Jesus, we thank You for Your presence here right now. Lord, we need You. We don't want this just a religious ceremony. Do it again, again. You say this bread referred to the body being broken for each one of us, Lord. We thank You for Your suffering. Thank You for Your love for each one of us. Lord, may You touch our heart today. We are willing to sacrifice for You, suffer for You, do the things to serve You, even its inconvenience, even it costs us. We thank You for the blood You shed for each one of us. Through your blood, our sin can be cleansed. Thank you, Lord. How precious is that privilege. Our sin can be removed and cleansed. We no more feel the condemnation and bondage of sin. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask you to speak to us today. As you, through your children, to share with us the importance to grow the divine discernment and understanding. I pray, Lord, you give us the hunger to seek that. Through reading your word, to fill with the Spirit, through surrender through the Spirit. Lord, you will increase the capacity within us. Hallelujah. We thank you for Joe's testimony today. He stepped out by faith. Not easy, Lord. Never is easy to follow you. But it's so glorious and privileged. We ask you to bless Joe for his next step, for his future. We thank you for his obedience and the fruitfulness already. Thank you, Lord. We just ask, Lord, continue to minister to us as we take this bread and cup. This bread refers to Jesus' body being broken for each one of us. Let's take this bread with a thankful heart. This cup refers to the blood of Jesus Christ being shed for each one of us. Let's take this cup with a thankful heart. I invite each of you to pray and give thanks to Jesus right now. You pray to the Lord, thanks for this bread and cup. You just speak to him, every one of us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this bread and cup. Thank you. I really sense the Lord will continue to minister to us because this is a season of renewal. If you don't have any particular thing, I encourage you to stay around in the Joshua house, to hang around with our speaker, just interact with them, ask for prayer. How about that? Let's be spontaneous. Don't just be rigid. Oh, the service is over, I have to go. No, let the Spirit lead you today. Amen? Let me bless all of you. May the Lord shine upon you and grant you peace. I really sense God's presence here very powerfully. Let's carry on, continue this fellowship in Jesus Christ, in the Holy Spirit. Amen? Also, that love for the lost, not just for us. Amen? That's the Holy Communion about. Jesus came to die to save us. Amen? May the Lord bless all of you. Have peace. Have a wonderful week, because the Lord is good. Amen. Amen.